Hello again, and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for August 2014. We'll start this month, as always, with the Moon. In August, we have a full moon on the 10th of the month, and a new moon occurring on the 25th, which, as we'll see later, is not very good news for the meteor spotters amongst us. August again provides an opportunity to view all the planets at one time or another during the night. Mercury is visible just before dawn, around 4 a.m, at the beginning of the month, very low down in the northeast. Venus is best viewed just before sunrise, around the first of the month, low down in the northeast, best seen around 4 a.m. Mars may be seen about midnight in the southwest as quite a small pinkish-red object. It is not really worth looking at through binoculars or a telescope, as it really is becoming a small disk and will prove quite disappointing. Jupiter may be seen mid-month, around 5 a.m, low in the east-northeast. But Saturn is perhaps the best object to observe this month. Around 8 p.m, it is low in the southwest in the constellation Libra. As I mentioned last month, if you are a little more confident at finding planets, then Neptune and Uranus may be found in the constellations of Aquarius to the south and Pisces also to the south. And the best time to look is in the hours before midnight. There are a couple of nice clustering events this month, or conjunctions as they are called. The first is around the 16th to 20th, when Venus and Jupiter get very close to each other, joined by the crescent moon on the 23rd and 24th. The second, on the 31st, sees Saturn getting very close to the moon. Well worth looking at. And now the meteor showers this month. One of the most exciting, and perhaps the best of the year, is the Perseids, which runs from the 17th of July to the 24th of August, but are at their best on the nights of the 11th and 12th of August, from around 1 a.m. in the morning until dawn. Meteors occur when the Earth's orbit takes it through a patch of debris left over from passing comets. Now, this debris mainly consists of small particles about the size of a grain of sand. When the Earth crashes through this debris field, these particles enter the Earth's atmosphere incredibly fast and burn up due to friction. We see these bright streaks across the dark background of the night sky. You can also see a meteor or two on any night of the year, and these are called sporadic meteors. However, when the Earth passes through one of these debris fields, the results can be spectacular, as is the case with the Perseids this month and the Geminids in December. All the meteors associated with these particular showers appear to come from a single point in the sky called the radiant, and the position of this radiant gives the name of the particular shower. So this month the radiant of the Perseids is in Perseus, and the number of meteors that we can expect to see is given by the term ZHR, or zenithal hourly rate. This is the number of meteors which we would expect to see under ideal conditions if the radiant was directly overhead. The ZHR is expected to be around 100 meters per hour for the Perseids, but don't expect to see this many from the UK. Probably expect around 20 to 30 per hour. The other meteor shower is much less spectacular in terms of numbers of meteors, but it can come up with some really bright fireballs. And this is the Cygnids, at their best on the 17th, with a radiant in Cygnus the Swan. Onto the constellations for August, we still have, of course, the summer set of constellations, with Cygnus and Cassiopeia being virtually overhead. Another chance to look out for the asterisms I talked about last month, including the Northern Cross, Summer Triangle, House, Great Square of Pegasus, Steering Wheel, Circlet and Keystone. Again, check in a star atlas either online or in a book or magazine to identify these and where to find them. However, I have been asked about the whereabouts of the Steering Wheel and Circlet, and these both may be found between Pisces and Aquarius. If you have a small telescope, now is a good opportunity to look at the Andromeda Galaxy, which is one of the nearest neighbouring galaxies to our own. It can be found between the Great Square of Pegasus and the constellation Cassiopeia. If you can find this okay, there are quite a few other objects of interest that you might be able to find, including galaxies, nebulae, and star clusters. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for this month. There is plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazines, or in an astronomy book, or sky map, to show you what else is out there and where to look for it. Another useful tool is the planisphere, which you can use to find out exactly what is overhead at any time and date of the year. And these are readily available from any good bookshop. Listen out next month for September's highlights. Bye for now.